Welcome to Dungeons and Dragons and Dummies, a weekly podcast following a group of friends as they battle across a homebrewed world called Interiath in Dungeons and Dragons 5th edition. Step into the mystical world of Interiath and follow as our party of dummies adventure across the lands. Tali Grug, half orc, half fighter, the mystery, played by Taylor. The Eclarian Shadow, half elf ranger from the Eclarian Mountains, played by Seth. And Alirlock Bloodhair, a Harrigan cleric, played by Joey. Last but not least, the creator of our beautiful world, the man of many voices, and our dungeon master, Sam. Hello everyone and welcome back to the show. On the last few episodes, we finally came face to face with Moloch, the Mad Mage, in his strange lair filled with a Giga Ooze. After defeating him, the Gudapods kept coming to life and trying to attack us. They begin beating on the door. We're not sure what would have happened, but we finally made it onto the strange gondola that seems to be raising gelatinous cubes up into the initial trap that dropped us down into Moloch's lair in the first place. After retracing our steps all the way up and out of the Underdark, we entered back into the room with the cave fishers just inside the entrance. We try to slip past them, but they see us. Alirlock is pulled up by one of the sticky webs shot from the cave fisher, and that is where we pick up here in the middle of that fight.
So, you are restrained, the bad one, worse than grappled.
Why would you do it?
And I need you to make a strength saving throw.
5.
That is definitely a fail. And you get pulled 25 feet towards this thing.
Oh.
And are dangling underneath it about 10 feet off the ground because of the angle that you were at. So you kind of swing as it starts pulling you up. So you are restrained. They both took their turns trying to filament people. And then it is your turn. So you can use your action to make a strength check and try to break free.
Just a straight strength check.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I doubt you have much bonus to that, huh?
16?
That is actually enough. So you
God.
Just rip these webs off of you and you drop down 10 feet. You take 1 damage from the fall. And you have a positive modifier to your dex bonus, right?
Yeah, +2.
Okay, so you can't fail. You have to make a dexterity saving throw with a DC equal to the damage you took to not fall prone from falling. But since you took 1 damage,
got it.
You won't fall prone. So you land on your feet. Poof. And that was your action, but you still have your movement bonus action. Anything else like that?
I'm going to cast Bane on the one that grabbed me.
Okay.
That is a concentration spell up for 1 minute. He's within 30 feet, right? That's 30 feet within 30 feet above me, right?
No, they're 40 feet up.
Oh, never mind. I don't do that because that's too far away. Balls. Okay. Well, got a lot of 30 feet range spells here. Lots of them.
Keep in mind, only look at the ones with bonus actions because you don't have an action.
Oh, you did say that, yeah.
Yeah, break and freeze in action.
Well, bye.
All right, so you run.
Yep, I run 30 feet towards Tolik.
All right, and then Shadow, it is your turn. You managed to dodge the filament that was shot at you. And you've got Talik 60 feet away. The creatures are right above you. Lirlock's 30 feet away, and Talik is booking it. It's about 150 feet across to the next opening.
Okay, so are they any of these things? Dragon things?
A beast or a...
dragon.
A beast or dragon? No, you did checks on these last time, and they are monstrosities.
Horse.
They're basically like a giant silverfish with these 8 big arachnid-style legs coming off of a center abdomen, and then 2 large claws, like crab pinchers, on the front, and then their face is just this nasty little accumulation of mandibles, and they shoot this webbing out of it to catch their prey and try to pull it up to them, and that's what they're trying to do to you guys.
Creepy fuckers.
They're horrific.
So, I cast Zephyr Strike.
Oh, okay.
And go hauling butt. 60 feet.
60 feet without using your second movement? That's just your bonus action and your movement?
Yeah, bonus action to cast the spell.
And it gives you an extra 30 feet of movement,
and it
right?
gives me an extra 30 feet of movement.
Right. So you can do that with just your bonus action movement.
And then my action is another 30 feet.
Or is it another 60 feet? How does it word it? Your walking speed increases by 30 feet until the end of your turn. So...
another 60.
Yeah, so you can do another 60 by using your action. Because your action to dash lets you just move again. And that increased your speed by 30 feet.
Yeah, so I'll go 120 feet.
So Shadows,
a wisp of crackling lightning.
Talik, you take off running. Lirlock got grabbed behind you, but knocked himself down. And so you kind of like stutter for a second, and then Shadow just blast past you. Lirlock's about 30 feet behind you. What you gonna do?
Come on, Lirlock, let's get the hell out of here. And I make it all the way up to Shadow. I'm gonna dash 60 feet.
All right. So this could get tricky because y'all have left a Lirlock in the back here. These things carry over to shoot webs at a Lirlock. The first one is going to be a 12 to hit, so that's definitely a miss. The second one, however, oh shoot.
Oh no.
Second one's a 21 to hit. So it. It restrains a Lirlock. Joe, I need you to make me a strength saving throw. See if he pulls you in.
4.
Oh my gosh, Joey.
It's nice knowing you.
This guy grabbed you.
I imagine we're not even looking back over our shoulders.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I mean, I imagine you'll all start running, and then y'all get way ahead and look back. You're like, wait, where's the Lirlock? And you see him just dangling off in the distance. I mean, you guys can barely see him at this distance.
I can't see anything. As far as I know, you're gone.
Gosh, if you get restrained, would you still have your torch? Because I assume you've been walking with a torch this whole time.
Well, in reality, I've probably been walking with my mace out and my shield, given all the crap we've been through.
He's in the dark.
So he's just in the dark, restrained up. Here, but you definitely hear him shout out.
Oh, restraint doesn't keep me from yelling at all. I am yelling loudly.
Free action, yell loudly.
Creating all kinds of commotion.
Maybe an intimidation check.
Oh, boy.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay, good, because it wasn't a good one.
Oh, man. Yeah, no, this thing thinks it's got its dinner. It's your turn now. What are you going to do?
I made the strength save. Can I make a strength check to try and free myself?
Yes, you can use your action to make a strength check to try to break free once you're restrained.
That is the only thing I know to do.
to just rehash, a restrained creature's speed becomes zero. Attack rolls against it have advantage, and its attack rolls have disadvantage, and it has disadvantage on dex saves.
Oh, I definitely don't need to be in this restrained condition any longer.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to be restrained, but it's not, like, debilitating. You still get actions and everything.
14.
A 14 is a success.
Oh, my God.
Break yourself free and fall down.
But he's only going to be able to get 30 feet closer to us.
That's right. But that's 30 feet closer than I was.
You can jump. Can you jump?
Rabbit hop?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought about that.
Oh, yeah.
That'll get me the 30 feet for my movement because I want to get the hell out of here. And then move another 15 with my last rabbit hop action for the day. And that is all I can do.
Okay. Shadow, Talik, what are you guys doing? Y'all are butted up against each other here, and y'all are standing next to each other, so I'll just refer to y'all at the same time.
How far are we from Alirlok?
Alirlok is catching up to you guys now. He's like exactly 60 feet behind both of you.
Can you see Alirlok?
Yeah, I see him. He's back there. I'm going to light a torch.
Okay.
Cover your eyes.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Okay, so you light a torch for your action. Just trying to show Alirlok the way.
Yeah. And Shadow's going to stand there.
And then stand there.
With the torch and watch to see if there's anything creeping up behind Alirlok. Because he's as far as I can see. I can't see.
Right, you can't see behind past him. Yeah. So you just see at the edge of your dark vision, the Alirlok just kind of like pops into view, and you can't see what's following him. But you know he was screaming just a second ago.
Yeah.
Oh man, Talik, what are you doing?
I think I'll delay my turn until after Alirlok. Can I do that?
Yeah, you were at the top of initiative order, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, you can do that.
I'd like to do that, just make sure that he comes through, and I'm like, come on, get your ass over here!
It is the K-Fisher's turn, and I was just measuring. They can both still target Alirlok.
Awesome.
First attack. 17?
Does not hit.
It shoots down and it sticks on your shield. You raise your shield up above your head and just rip it away. The second one is one higher, though. It's 18.
That's me.
Oh, son of a biscuit. Oh, I feel for you, man. You just barely getting hit. Make your strength save.
Oh, no, we're not going anywhere, bud. 3.
These are getting worse. You literally rolled 5, 4, 3.
Well, can't get any lower. Literally can't. I rolled a 1.
You literally reached rock bottom. Oh my gosh. All right, Talik. You see Alirlok get by one and rip it off of it. And then another one comes in and whoosh, pulls him away into the darkness.
I just yell out, I'm like, God damn it. And I take off running. Back towards him.
Yeah.
I'm gonna just go 30 feet.
Yeah.
And then how far am I? Like, can I see? Am I within 60 of just my dark vision?
Yeah, you see Alirlok.
But I can't see the creature?
We'll say you can see the creature, but they would have, like, half cover. So, you know, +2 to their AC for any sort of attacks or anything.
I'll shoot a firebolt at the one that's holding Alirlok.
Okay.
So I don't know what else I could really do.
Sure, yeah.
Well, actually, I got a question. Could I shoot a firebolt at the web that is connecting the K-Fisher to Alirlok?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Would it have a different AC?
Yeah, it's got a different AC, but it's got a lot less health.
I've got a +5. I'm going to try and do that and just drop Alirlok.
Okay.
I rolled terrible. 7.
Missed.
Damn, I'm rolling bad. All right.
Y'all are all rolling bad.
I'll end my turn.
Wouldn't be a big deal if y'all weren't so hurt. All right, Shadow. You saw the same thing. You just saw him just get ripped back into the darkness.
How far is he?
He's about 80 feet from you, I think.
Shadow sprints his 60 feet allowed.
Yeah.
And
just with his movement.
Yeah. And then he's going to shoot that thing holding onto a Leerlok with his bow.
Okay. Maybe attack roll.
15.
A 15 hits.
Woo! That plus two weapon there.
Plus two bow.
All right, so that's going to be the 1d8 for the bow plus the 1d8 for the Zephyr Strike because it's still up.
Okay.
It's not been damaged, has it?
It hasn't been damaged, no.
Okay.
No, yeah, we're trying to run away from it. This is the first attack y'all have made on it, actually.
So it's going to be 13 damage with the bow.
Okay.
And then I'm going to drop another arrow on him.
Absolutely.
I'll be at nat 1.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so on the cavefisher's turn, the first one is going to scurry over, and he's going to try to shoot Shadow with a rope. That's a 13 to hit. It's a miss, right?
Yeah.
But then the other one is going to continue pulling a Leerlok up, and he pulls up, 25 feet towards the cavefisher. So he pulls you all the way up, and he is going to make two attacks with his claws as you get up to him. And now you are 40 feet in the air. First claw attack is a 19 to hit, and that's going to do 7 damage. Second claw attack is a natural 20.
Are you fucking kidding me? I'm having flashbacks to when I got grabbed.
Oh, and it's high damage too. That's 12 damage. How's the Leerlok looking?
You know, we're here.
Okay, you are 40 feet in the air. And So the way we do falling damage is for every 10 feet, it's that number squared. So basically, at 10 feet, it's 1. At 20 feet, it's 4 damage. At 30 feet, it's 9 damage. So at 40 feet, if you fell right now, well, you'd actually fall on this rock that's 10 feet higher. So you'd take 9 damage if you fell because it's only 30 feet down.
I'd live.
But it is your turn. I just want you to have all the information as you're making this decision of what to do. Up in this thing's grill.
Yeah, I'm in this thing's grasp. And I want out of it very badly. This is a horrible situation for the player to imagine, just FYI.
It's so awful.
So this is a strength check.
All right. Oh my gosh.
16.
You succeed. If you could make your saves instead of your checks. Dear Lord. Okay, so you fall down 30 feet down, slam into this rock. Make me a dexterity saving throw to see if you land prone as you give yourself 9 damage.
Do I have my reaction? My speed was 0 when I was restrained, but does that it remove my reaction in this moment?
Yeah, you're not restrained anymore as you fall.
Okay. I can add a d4 to my dex saving throw when I'm not prone or my speed is 0.
Oh, cool.
Oh my god, do I need it? I'm gonna add a d4. It's currently a 9.
No, you took 9 damage, so you nailed it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so you land on your feet. You've used your action to break free, but you've got all your movement and your bonus action.
I don't have much in the way of bonus actions currently. So, I assume it takes a couple feet to get down, so 25 feet of movement?
Yeah, that sounds fair. Hop down and then take off running.
I fall down, scurry up real quick, and kind of just keep moving as I get up, and I meet Shadow over here and see Tulloch almost in the distance. So I'm here.
And Shadow's got a torch on now, so.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect. You can see a lot better in here now. Okay, Tulloch. It's your turn. These guys are both down.
I guess I'll shoot a firebolt up at the closest one to me, this one on the right.
Okay.
Yeah, that one. Let's see what I can do here. Damn, I'm rolling bad. 11?
11's a miss. Just kind of blasts off the rocks next to him.
I'll just stand there since they're a little further back than I am and wait.
Okay. Shadow, it is your turn. You got one of them almost directly above you and another one just a little ways off.
So Shadow steps over to Alirlock and pats him on the back. He's like, man, that was pretty exciting there, buddy. And in that moment, Alirlock, I don't think he's really seen Shadow do this, but in that moment, Shadow casts a second level Cure Wounds on Alirlock.
Okay.
Which will give him 18 HP.
Okay.
I'm not mad about it.
Nice.
And then he says, I'm going to give you a head start, Ears, but let's get the hell out of here.
That's right. Let's get going.
It's the K-Fisher's turn. It's going to be one against each of you, coming at Shadow first. That's a 19 to hit on Shadow. I need you to make your strength saving throw. So coming at Alirlock second. That's a 10. No damage on the filament. 10 at Alirlock, so misses Alirlock, but I need your strength 7th throw.
15.
Okay, that is a success. So you are restrained, but he does not pull you any closer.
Mother.
You're still on the ground. Ass. And Alirlock, it is your turn. You've got a filament wrapped Shadow right next to you.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised that I have action economy right now.
you're like, I get to play the game?
I am going to try and break the web between K-Fisher and Shadow.
Yeah, you can make that strength check for Shadow.
Nine.
Nine is not going to do it. You go to pull on these filaments and they're just too tough.
I hate everything. Okay. That's my turn.
You going to stay next to him?
Yeah.
All right. Talik, what are you doing?
I'm going to be like, God damn it. And I shake my hand like it's like a gun or something. And I'm going to try and shoot another firebolt up. See if I can get a hit. Nat freaking 20.
Ooh, on a firebolt.
4d10s coming at you.
All right, come on, roll it good. Don't roll 4.
Terrible. 10 damage. I got a 1, a 6, a 1, and a 2.
Oh my gosh. Bless y'all's heart. It's like narratively, I love it though, because y'all are just coming out of here just ragged, worn out, tired as hell. And these guys come up at you and you're all like, really? Do we have to do this right now?
It's like the last thing we want to do.
Right.
This is about how the first episode with the K-Fishers went, Joey.
Maybe not this bad. We were killing them though.
I got drug out over the water.
Yeah, but we were at least, there was a bunch. We were killing some. We're not even hitting them.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, these guys.
I'll end my turn.
Y'all have done a total of 23 damage in like 5 rounds. All right, Shadow, it's your turn.
So, can Shadow point?
Yeah. You can still attack just at disadvantage. So, yeah, you can definitely point. What does that mean? Can you point?
Is it still a disadvantage if the attack only involves pointing a finger?
If it's a spell with an attack roll, the attack roll is at disadvantage.
That's bougie. Alright. How do I get loose?
You can do a strength check. Because
he shot the thing, not the filament, right?
Yeah. He shot the actual creature.
Strength check. And that takes my action?
Yes, it does. Unfortunately. You can also attack the filament. It has an armor class and a HP. I apologize, Joey. I just saw that on their character sheet. Believe it or not, I didn't prep to run K-Fishers tonight. I didn't review their character sheet.
Okay. So I'm just gonna grab onto the filament and do a shocking grasp.
Okay, you're trying to like fry the filament?
Yeah. 12.
12. On the filament, that is a hit.
Okay, so that'll be 2d8 lightning.
Alright.
13.
Okay, so you grab this thing and just poof, just burst it into fine dust right where you grab it, and it falls off of you, and you are free.
And Shadow zips away 60 feet.
And you still haven't taken any damage, so your concentration check is fine.
Yeah.
Alright, so you leave Alirlok in the dust to then be attacked
again
by the cavefishers.
Oh no, I'm alone. Lying.
It's not meant to be.
I'm sorry, I didn't realize. I have the lowest AC, do you feel?
Well, the first one's a nat 1. Second one's a 19 to hit.
Oh my god.
I'm rolling rocks on these guys. They do not have a very high bonus, and y'all's AC is high. They have a +3 on the filament attack. So I'm rolling like 16s and 15s to get these.
Must be numbers. Nice.
Of all the things,
yeah,
to hang us in, up, you? No pun intended, this is the worst.
This,
yeah, because they're so puny, really. I mean,
at least I mean, they're definitely a deadly.
They're formidable, but not issue. If we could have been out of here if we just, like, if he would have got that first save, we would have been long gone out of here.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, because they're slow. They can only move 20 feet mm-hmm. at a time on the roof. And they don't really, you know, they're ambush predators. They wouldn't want to follow you a long ways.
At least they're not underwater.
Yeah, yeah. At least you're not getting pulled out over the water and dropped into that with your poochie. I need a strength save from Alirlok.
No.
Alright, well, he's going to pull you up then.
Oh my Come god. On. 18.
There you go. Okay, so you resist being pulled up and hold your ground, and then it's your turn.
Okay. But I still have the webbing around me, is that right?
You do.
And am I able to move with that?
You cannot. Restrained. Your speed is 0.
I am fully restrained. Your attack roll
has disadvantage.
This is bullshit.
Yeah, you're still restrained.
Oh my god. 9, dude.
So you don't break free.
Just let me die.
No! Alec, you see poor Alirlok get wrapped up again. At this point, he's just covered head to toe in filament. Just, you can't tell what's new and what's old.
I'm going to shoot a firebolt at the filament.
Okay.
Actually, how far is he from me? About 20 feet?
Alirlok, yeah.
I'm going to throw a hand axe. I have a little bit higher to hit.
Okay, at the filament?
At the filament, yeah.
All right.
Okay, 18 to hit.
Okay, that hits the filament. It's got pretty low HP. And that's a...
My god, I rolled a fucking 1. I got 5 damage.
Well, you're in luck, because that's slashing damage.
Yep.
So that actually cuts it.
Okay.
Shing! So, Alirlok, you are freed of your restraints. Shadow, it is your turn. You look back, and Alirlok's still standing there. Same spot you left him.
I'm, like, literally standing with my hand on my hip, like, tapping my toe, like, are you fucking kidding me?
Shadow deactivates Zephyr Strike and engages Hunter's Mark and targets the stupid jackwagon that has already been damaged.
Okay.
And keeps grabbing my homie and shoots an arrow.
Alright. Going into Bloodthirst mode.
Yeah. 16.
Alright, that hits.
So that'll be 15 damage on that arrow.
Pretty good.
I rolled 2 2s. Alright, and then another arrow is going to fly. That'll be a 24,
okay. No,
26 to hit. So that'll be 15 damage, and that previous damage should have been 2 more than it was, because I forgot that it's a +5 modifier.
With now. The thing, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So that is enough that this one dies.
Piece of shit.
And falls to the ground. But then it's the next one's turn.
Poor Leerlock.
Oh, rolls a natural one. Okay, Leerlock.
Let's get the fuck out of here.
I would like to cast. No, I'm just kidding. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Okay, you guys go sprinting off. He's too slow to keep up with you guys. Y'all get out of here. Oh my gosh.
We should have possibly just stealthed our way through there. Maybe that might have been my fault.
I had no say in it. I got no say, in fact.
You got no say.
And I suffered the most.
Not accurate.
Good. As y'all approach the door, the great copper door, it is closed.
What?
Y'all have been gone since the 23rd. It is now the 26th. So y'all walk up to this huge 40-foot wide, 60-foot tall door, and it's just like a hermetic seal closed in front of you.
I'm going to go up and bang on the door. First reaction.
Okay. There's no immediate response from banging on the door.
Could I use the Cape of the Montebank and cast Dimension Door on all three of us through and teleport on the other side? It says it recharges every dawn.
Every dawn. Okay, so we were just going over it. It hasn't been a dawn since you used it. It's been like 8-10 hours since you used it last. So you would not have it back.
What time of day is it?
It's evening time.
Around like 9 p.m.
Rest here. I don't think there's any way we're getting through this door.
Can we see any cubbies or anything nearby to sneak into and
no, inside? It's like a, so the road goes along for a way as a just, you know, 15 foot wide passage or so. And then you get close to the door, it opens up to about 40 feet wide, but it's basically just the door width.
I think we set up camp here, guys. I mean, we've been walking a while. I feel like it's a pretty safe spot. What do y'all think?
Yeah.
I'm down to give it a shot.
Yeah, I mean, we walked down this hallway before we got to the cave fishers. We've done it twice, and all we've encountered were those cave fishers by the lake. Let's just stay here and see if somebody comes. If not, maybe I can teleport us with this cape in the morning.
Sounds like a solid plan to me.
Who's got first watch?
I'll stay up.
What's your HP, Talik?
I think I'm feeling the best out of a 62 out of 70.
Good lord.
Yeah, I thought you didn't get
hit. I don't think I barely got hit in the big fight.
Yeah.
I'm at 23.
Yeah, I'll stay up. You guys rest. And, I'll keep an ear to this door and see if I hear anything on the other side.
Okay.
So we're going to take a long rest.
Okay. So you guys start your long rest. You said you're taking first watch, Taylor?
Yeah.
Okay. Who's taking second watch?
I'll take second watch.
Okay.
Before Shadow lays down, he tosses out a rust bag of tricks. Ball.
Okay.
It's either a major waste of time or a great idea. Not sure which. So it's going to be an owl.
Okay.
Have some night vision. It'll go up, perch up a little bit on a ledge and peer down the way we came.
So get you.
call out.
Get you cute little owl boy.
Yeah. I'm actually happy with that. So that's a good alert system.
Yeah. All right. So you guys go to bed, and what's the passive perception on the owl? So, like, what's his wisdom score? And it might show that he has extra perception. Passive perception of 13. The owl has advantage on wisdom checks relying on hearing and sight. So,
oh, yeah.
And since owls are nocturnal, sure enough, around the wee hours of the morning, you're up and you're feeling pretty awake now. You've been up for half of your shift, and the owl starts to stir a little bit and cock his head side to side, and he kind of takes a couple steps like he's feeling out the ground underneath him, and he takes off and flutters off the ground. And about that time, you notice that the ground is rumbling and shaking a little bit. The tiny small rocks on the ground seem to be skittering about, and it gets a little bit firmer. And then, Shadow, you hear it, the like stone being burrowed through at a rapid pace. And I need everybody to roll initiative.
All that walking and this damn thing came to us. 14. Let me ask you a very important question. Since me and Alirlock took first and second watch, did we get long rest benefits?
No. Shadow will have his long rest benefits because he completed his rest.
Do we get short rest benefits?
Yeah, you get whatever benefits you'd get on a short rest, but not long rest benefits.
Well, I'm fully healed either way.
Yeah, you aren't. Yeah, we just discussed that you weren't very low, right? As the owl starts to shake, I assume Shadow takes the split second to wake you guys up, so we're not going to do any sort of like perception checks on waking you guys up. And so you guys wake up to see the ground bubbling underneath right near the doorway. And bursting out of the ground is this huge armor-plated, like, think armor like a rhino or a triceratops, creature with this long, pointed, shark-like snout that comes bursting up out of the floor right next to Shadow. And I think this is a good place to call it, and we will do this fight next time.
What the fuck?
I got a 14 on Anishi.
Sorry, mine was 21.
21 on Anishi? What's your initiative, sir?
8.
8.
Always. If people are sleeping and I'm awake, I will always be the last to take my turn.
Oh, God. I have a question.
Okay.
Do Alirlock and I have our armor on?
No, you would not. You can't sleep in armor.
Fuck.
You have...
Sorry, yeah. Alirlock.
Now, I'm pretty sure Tolik still has pretty good AC because of his dragon stuff.
It goes from 18 down to 16 because of my sorcery, my bloodline, my draconic bloodline.
That's pretty handy.
Yeah, 16's not bad. Like that one time I took it off to sneak.
Yeah.
And it was worth it, I feel like.
Yeah, I think so. But Alirlock, what does yours go down to if you take your armor off?
16 to 14. Oh, sorry. No, that's not correct. 18 to 14.
18 to 14. Oh, because you took your shield off too, right?
Who's got the
plus one? No, shield's still equipped at 14.
Yeah, who did take the plus one dwarven shield?
I just put everything in the bag of holding.
Okay.
Which I actually didn't. I'll do that right now.
Okay. But you guys definitely could have divvied all that out before bed.
Yeah.
Who wants that shield? I mean, I carry one sometimes. I think Alirlock should take the shield.
Yeah, because he always has his shield up.
I mean, that's, I would take it.
That's to me.
Yeah, I'm going to give you the shield. Let's just go ahead and do our inventory on that stuff real quick.
What's okay. it called?
It's just a plus one shield.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, flavored. It's from Sir Hardback. So it's a plus one shield.
I've got the Cape of the Montebank. There's a Rod of Oozes.
I'm pretty sure Lirlock has that on him.
Okay. You have that, Lirlock? Rod of Oozes?
Yeah, I do have it.
Wand of Secrets. Sounds like a shadow item.
The shadow item.
Shadow, take the Wand of Secrets.
Okay.
And then does anyone have the Ring of Jumping already? Okay. Shadow, why don't you take the Ring of Jumping? No. It says while wearing this ring, you can cast the jump spell as a bonus action at will, but only on yourself. Since Alirlock can already jump, you take the Ring of Jumping.
Okay.
And that is pretty much it.
There's a Potion of Invisibility.
Potion of Invulnerability.
I got that. Potion of Invulnerability. I added that to the Bag of Holding for now. Sambo, I don't see dart seeker darts in D&D Beyond.
Yeah, no, they're definitely super weird. I can't get them to come up on any of y'all's sheets. And
can you just make a homebrew one or something then?
We can yeah, I'll do that. Let me make a note to do that.
Okay, and then we'll do that next time we get it on.
Yeah, I'll just, who do y'all want to have them? I'll just put them in their sheet when I get them done.
You can just put them on mine. I'll put them in the, move them into the Bag of Holding or something for now until we figure it out.
Yeah, honestly, you might like them the most because you don't have a lot of really good ranged options. They've got 120 foot range and are pretty good.
Okay. Yeah, I have the throwing axes, but.
Right. These be like a slightly better option. They do a D4 piercing and 3D4 lightning.
Oh, yeah, I want those. Okay. Find out what happens to our party next week. Check us out at dndndummies.com. And please leave us a rating and a review on your podcast app. It would mean the world to us.